Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Hope you had a wonderful, restful weekend opportunity to continue to celebrate and glory in the victory of Jesus, in his resurrection from the dead, and the hope that flows from him, from his person. Jesus is the hope for the world. He really is. He is the revelation of God the Father, the creator of all things. He's the revelation of the Father's full plan. And what we see in Jesus, the many, many mysteries and glories and deep truths that are in the person revealed in Jesus' life and his teaching and who he is and what he's accomplished and passing from death to life and entering into glory, all of it, Jesus reveals to us God's plan, the plan, the mystery that was hidden for ages, St. Paul said, and is now revealed in Christ. And we celebrate Jesus' resurrection, not only celebrating his victory in the moment, which is absolutely important thing for us to be able to do, but we are invited by the church, we're invited by the Lord himself now to penetrate that mystery. The mystery is just God's plan that was hidden is now revealed. Everything that the Father wants us to know and understand about ourselves, about why we exist, or what creation's all about, everything is revealed in Jesus. And ultimately, what's of first important for us is to understand that God's saving plan is revealed in Jesus. And his saving plan is Christ becoming one of us, Christ giving to God what belongs to God on behalf of the entire human race. None of us who were able to do that, who've fallen short of that. Jesus dying on a cross, shedding his blood for us, dealing with the powers of the world, the flesh and the devil, breaking the hold of the kingdom of darkness, of Satan and death and the power of sin itself and the reign of sin and death, as St. Paul calls it. Jesus is the God-man who breaks through the enslaving chains and the sheer weight and the hopelessness and the despair and the power of that reign of darkness. Jesus busts through it. He moves beyond it. The ultimate weight of sin is death itself, and Jesus passes through death, the darkness of death, the isolation, the loneliness, everything. Jesus breaks through it and begins a new reality. He begins the new creation. He begins existence beyond death. It's in his person. And we follow him now, right? He's leading us. Where is he leading us? To the right hand of the Father, where he sits now in glory. And we're going to enter into the fulfillment and the purpose, the destiny for which we have been made, into the ecstatic love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the church gives us this week in the Gospels, the beautiful words of Jesus at the Last Supper, his teaching, his prayer. And it's that whole series of chapters, 14, 15, 16, 17 of John's Gospel, reveal the intimate heart of Jesus and his final words before his crucifixion to the brothers. It's so interesting. So much of what he talks about is revealing to them the centrality of what's first importance on God's mind and heart, which is the great commandment to love God all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that this is the most important thing. And Jesus talks a great deal about love, the love between the Father and the Son, the love that the Father has for the Son, the love the Son has for each one of us. He loves us the way the Father loves the Son and the Son loves the Father. He's communicating to them so clearly that the whole meaning of life, the great work of salvation itself, is not just Jesus dying and rising. That's a fundamental element of it. But what that's for is to make it possible for us to reach our destiny. What's our destiny? Our destiny is to know God, is to live in God, is to be part of the love between the Father and the Son without obstacle, without hindrance, without limit. The fiery, hot, passionate, amazing wonder of God's love. This is what we're literally being drawn into. And so I'm going to look this week at these different gospel passages that the church gives us and passages related to it as well. But I wanted to begin with a passage I've spoken about over the years. The main readings are coming from John's gospel, but I wanted to start with the first letter of John. in that amazing first paragraph of the letter where John will say, you can just feel the truth bursting from his heart, the experiential knowledge that he has about what the apostles have now come into as disciples of Jesus, experiencing the new life and the baptism in the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, being born anew and having a revelation through the Spirit and through their own eyes of who Jesus is. They caught a glimpse of the Jesus Christ glorified, passed from death to life, and he saw our future. But he notices and he communicates to us what's at the heart of it all. So I'll just read it to you. That which was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, that's Jesus, right? The life was made manifest, and we saw it. We testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father was now manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete. This is the heart of what salvation really is. Salvation is the gift of Jesus, the word of life. Jesus comes to us and takes on human flesh, and in him is life itself. It's eternal life, the divine life, the life which comes from God. The transfer of that life from him to fallen human beings who were dead, St. Paul would tell us, we were dead in our trespasses and sins and lived without hope in the world. We needed to be brought to life, not just biological life, to being brought to life in Christ, have the Christ life, the life that was in him, the life from God now united, now actually in the flesh, in Mary's Son and Jesus Christ, in the God-man. He became one of us so he could unite heaven and this life with human flesh and then make it possible for us to receive it. He's a life-giving spirit, is what Paul will tell us in his letter, I believe, to the Corinthians. So then John lets us understand, he brings us into an understanding of where that life comes from and where it leads. When we're given a share in that life, and that life really is the Holy Spirit, which is, you know, theologians, good preachers tell us, you know, it's the love, the Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. For all eternity, that white hot fire of constant giving of self and loving and emptying and offering and delighting in one another, a love that bursts forth in creation. And we catch a glimpse of its nature when we see, for example, this the cosmos, what God created. It's infinite, right? It seemed, we're not sure. We're at the end of understanding how broad and big and beautiful and amazing and deep it is. It's an expression of God. It's a word from God. It's a revelation about who God is. God is intense. Think of the intense burning fire in the sun, or the stars that are a million times bigger than our sun, the incredible heat and burning fire that's in the stars. Think of the black holes, the depth of the mystery of what we don't know about God. Think about the distance, the breadth, the height, the depth. All of it reveals something about the greatness of God. And God is, John tells us, God is love. The most intense reality about who God is love. And God is a communion of persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that live in eternity in intense love that's beyond our wildest imagining, and is the only thing that could ever satisfy the human heart and imagination for all eternity. There's no boredom in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we can see in what they've created, because we're thrilled and fascinated by creation and things in creation, beautiful mountains, beautiful rivers, oceans in their depths, and the things that swim in the oceans, and you know, animals and creatures and eagles in flight, and music and art and literature and all the things that captivate us and stimulate our imagination and give us some sense of satisfaction. All these things are small little indicators of God and God's presence. They reveal dimensions of who God is. And that's why they give us a certain dimension of satisfaction, but never enough, because we're made to live in what John tells us right here. John wants us to come to understand that this love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has been poured forth through the person of Jesus Christ, from the heart of God the Father, through the person of Jesus Christ, in the gift of the Holy Spirit to us that gives us power to become children of God and to share in that divine life and to enter into that relationship. So he said, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you. What has he seen and heard? What have they seen and heard? He's telling us this so that we can have fellowship with them. With who's them? The apostles. The brothers and sisters gathered around Jesus near the church with Mary right there. The early church, they have fellowship with one another. And then he goes on to say, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This is what salvation is. It's being made capable, enabled, healed by Christ's coming in the flesh and his dealing with everything in us that's sick and broken and sinful and that leads to our destruction, the pain, the hurt, the wounds, everything. The thing in us we're made for is to radically love. That's what we were designed to do, and to both give and receive and live in radical love, the love between the Father and the Son. And we're so wounded by sin. Look at what a bad job we do in this world. Look at the condition of the world. Just watch a news program for 10 minutes today, and it's so disheartening. All the lying and the deception and the division and the hatred and the rage. It's just this growing sickness that's in us. Well, that's the result of God being pushed further and further from the human horizon. Humanity is so confused and so lost and so stupid, so foolish, that somehow we're going to find freedom and happiness apart from God. But John is telling us the miracle that has been being offered to us, which is what alone can satisfy the human heart and the longing and the desire of your core, the core of your being, is to have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. In John chapter 17, the Gospel of John, John says this. He's listening into, he's giving to us the prayer of Jesus. Jesus prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. You see that love? The Father wants to give glory to the Son. The Son wants to give glory to the Father. Verse 2, since you have given him power over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. So the Father has given over to the Son, he entrusts to the Son, he loves all power. And that power ultimately is to give a share in this eternal life. And this is the line I want us to end the program with today in verse 3. He said, and this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. This is what eternal life is all about, where salvation from sin and death is meant to lead us into to know God experientially and the love between the Father and the Son. I hope you can join me again tomorrow. This is going to be a fun week. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.